Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Small Business Anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't let your band breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough.
And you had enough.
And you've had enough.
Still gotta try.
I know it. I know that's what you do, small business owners. That's a 30-year-old song, Atlanta Rhythm Section. But boy, when I hear that song, I think about you, small business owners. I think about your perseverance. I think about your courage. I think about your passion, your stick-to-itiveness. I think about the contribution that you make, and that's the reason why America is so great. And you know what? I meet small business owners all over the world, and I see the same thing in them. Not just Americans. It's a small business thing that I'm talking about here. And that's the reason why I do what I do. And Kathy Perry, Kathy, I know you join me in those sentiments, and that's the reason why we do what we do, because nothing in the world, there are few things in the world that you and I can do, Kathy, more important than helping small business owners to survive and thrive. Because I believe, Kathy, what's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
I agree. It really is the heartbeat of the economy.
And society. I mean, when I think about the things that small business owners do individually and as a group to the communities that they work in, the businesses, the jobs they make, they create, the payroll they meet every Friday, the volunteerism that they do, the contributions they make to charities. I don't even want to think about what the world would look like without small business owners. And so, to me, anything anybody can do to help a small business is going to pay tenfold in dividends. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy's is KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about local search primarily, right, Kathy? Kathy's, folks, as you know, yeah. Kathy's one of our top social media experts, and she's helping us make sure that we maximize the opportunity inside of Google and other search engines. But Google's the big daddy. That's a 800-pound gorilla, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it is. And there's another aspect of local search that's really important, and it's also about claiming your listings in other local search directories.
Like what? Manta? How about Manta.com? You know about
yes,
that?
Yes, Manta.
They're good friends
of
mine.
Circle, Yelp, Super Pages, Yellow Pages. Those are some of the ones. But what they need to do, and everybody wonders, well, how do I find them and how do I get to them? Is if you do a search on your business name and your address, so you put your business name and your address in the Google Local Search, it will pull up a whole list of directories that your name is showing up in.
So Google will actually help you find the others?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it'll show you all of these different directories that your name showed up in. And those directories, they want accurate information, too. And if you go and you click on the link, it'll also bring up your page, and it'll ask you, are you the business owner?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you see that on one of those pages or those directories and you click on it, you can claim your business and update your information also.
And, folks, you may be surprised to see that you have that. In fact, if you type your name into Google, your company name into Google, you'll find a lot of those directories right there, won't they, Kathy?
Yes. Yes.
Now here's something. I want to point something out here, Kathy. Folks, if any of you have ever bought Yellow Page ads in the old days, when maybe they still do it, but in the old days when Yellow Pages was everything, Kathy, and you had to pay thousands of dollars a year to get a Yellow Page listing, thousands of dollars a year. It was very expensive. So imagine that I came to you and said, how would you like to have something better than Yellow Page ads, more powerful than Yellow Page ads, and more widely distributed than Yellow Page ads, the classic print of Yellow Page ads, and it's free. All you have to do is go get it. What if I said that to you? People would say, well, that's too good to be true, right?
And they don't even know it's there.
But that's what you're talking about right here, folks. Kathy's laying it on your in your lap, folks. All you got to do is get off your backside, click around, and fill out these forms.
Yes, and, you know, actually, again, I called on some small businesses up in Michigan and did a search for an auto repair shop in, in Lapeer, Michigan, and I just got, like, almost 5 pages of listings because auto repair, there's so many auto repair directories.
Yeah.
And they try to put all these businesses in there. And so I said, all you have to do is you go in and you claim each one that you can and update your information and you have a listing.
You know, you could even give the information to an intern. They could do it for you.
Yes. Yes,
I mean, folks, this is found money, ladies and gentlemen. This is low-hanging fruit. These are the kinds of things you have to do in the second decade of the 21st century to be able to have that, get that extra edge, that extra bump in sales, that extra distribution of your brand, let people know you're out there. This is how success looks in the second decade of the 21st century, doesn't it, Kathy?
Yes, because the reason this is so important is these listings are going to show up first in
That's
the Google
right.
search.
That's
Your
right.
website might not,
That's
but
exactly.
these will.
That's exactly right. Hey, Kathy, you did a good deed today. Thank you for doing a good job today. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. Kathy Perry, we couldn't do without her. We won't either. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.